Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. Welcome back to Talk Up with Trina. This is your fabulous host, the one and only Trina Kirkland. And happy Wednesday to all my listeners. I pray that you are all having an awesome day and that you are off to a good start. It's mid-morning now, so almost time to have some lunch and be off if you work during the day, or to get up out of the bed and get ready if you work at night. But at any rate, I wish you all the most blessed day ever. So with that being said, I thank you for joining me again, and I am going to get to the devotional for today. So we had closed the distance, which was day 23, and today we will be reading day 24, which is the person you seek. Can't wait to read it. We're almost done, ladies and gentlemen. A few more days of our devotional. And again, it is the Secrets of the Vine devotional and journal by Dr. Bruce Wilkinson. I'll be right back with day 24. Day 24, the person you seek. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. John 15 and 4. One person in the New Testament seemed to understand abiding intuitively. Her name was Mary. Along with her sister Martha and brother Lazarus, Mary lived in Bethany, a village near Jerusalem. The three, who apparently lived together without spouses or children, held a special place in Jesus' heart. John reports, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus," John 11 and 5. When Jesus and his disciples stopped at their house one day, Martha made the perfectly responsible ministry choice. She threw her energies and skills into making sure everyone was cared for. But Mary chose something else. Luke writes, "Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word, but Martha was distracted with much serving." Luke 10, 39 and 40. Try to absorb the elements of this scene. An important visitor, clusters of hungry guests, Martha scurrying to meet needs, but in the middle of that bustle and clatter, one person sits at Jesus' feet, watching, listening, enjoying his presence. Mary chose to abide. And when Martha asked Jesus to rebuke her sister for not caring enough to serve him, Jesus said he couldn't. Why? Because Mary had chosen to be with him, and that was the best choice. It's easy for us to confuse abiding with some kind of mushy, mystical state. But Jesus wants us to see abiding first in physical terms. One, a sturdy vine surging with sap and a branch sprouting from it. And at the place where they join an unseen river of life coursing through. Second, 11 men leaning close by lamp lit so that they don't miss a word from their Lord and friend. Third, a woman surrounded by hubbub and pulled at by 100 duties, but sitting still, listening, looking up into the face of God. The little vignette of that home in Bethany illustrates a number of principles of abiding. Abiding is with a person, not a program or doctrine. We don't have to wait for a religious service or a special program to abide. Mary made it a priority to sit at Jesus' feet. She set aside time for him, risked criticism for him, and gave his words her full attention. Every action and priority was focused on spending time with Jesus. Abiding with Christ is available to any believer at any time or place. The family in Bethany had to wait to see Jesus until he came to their village. But we have the indwelling God with us all at all times. John 14, 16 and 17. We can abide no matter what our age or level of spiritual maturity. We can abide in a traffic jam, a doctor's office, or a laundry room. Abiding has nothing to do with our denomination, temperament, family background, education, or any special ability. Thirdly, abiding has no limits of depth or length. Even though Jesus was a frequent house guest, Mary didn't assume she was as close to the Master as she could get. Like the connection between vine and branch, our capacity for a relationship with God can keep expanding. A.W. Tozer wrote, "A vessel that grows as is filled will never be full." The soul is like that. The more it wants, the more it is given. The more it receives, the more it grows. And fourthly, abiding must be pursued to be enjoyed. Abiding doesn't come naturally. There will always be more important distractions, even the distraction of serving God. That's why Jesus commanded his disciples to abide. We should read his imperatives to mean, "I already abide in you. Now you must choose to abide in me." Do you face seemingly insurmountable obstacles to abiding? Remember Mary's choice, the circumstances in which it happened, and the favor it brought her. Remember Susanna Wesley, a busy mother of more than a dozen boisterous kids. John and Charles were among them. Susanna found a way to abide. Whenever she put a bag over her head, every Wesley child knew not to interrupt. Mother was spending time with God. And the fruit from Susanna Wesley's life, she's one of the most important figures in revival history, is still being counted. Maybe today you should go looking for an old grocery bag. Thank you so much for listening to today's devotional, The Person You Seek. And I will leave you with this Bible verse. "That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ." 1 John 1 and 3. Thank you so much and have a wonderful day.